This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome in, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, and my co-host next to me, as always, is RJ, and we're ready to tackle some Liga MX. We're going to do a little bit differently this week. One play for me, one play for RJ, trying to kind of boil down our knowledge and hopefully turn the tide and provide you guys with some winners. But we are ready to get after it, and RJ, if you want to start us off, let it rip, buddy.
Yeah, I'll kick us off, Coop. Appreciate that. The one and only play I'll be on is going to be Sunday. It's at 9:05 Eastern time. It's Club America versus Juarez. So, you know, six games in, or five games into this early tournament here, Club America sitting in 15th place, just 4 points.
The preseason favorite.
You know, down in the dirt right now, right? You know, tough loss against Club Leon the other night. Henry Martin bagged a couple goals. It was good to see him in solid form, getting into, you know, where we would expect him. But then they had Club Leon got a red card, and then a 114th minute penalty to Club Leon kind of sums up Liga MX these days. Is, you know, this controversy, as we talked about, with some unique things going on behind the scenes with this league. Yeah. But to be truthful with you, I these are tough reads, especially early in the season, but I do expect Club America to turn things around back at home against Juarez. Juarez are playing currently right now. They're down 1-0 to Atletico San Luis. They were somewhat favorites tonight, but Juarez is kind of what we would expect Juarez to be. They've had a couple close matches, a couple draws. They won their first match of the season. Club America beat Toluca at home 1-0, match day 3. And otherwise, they drew with Atlas at home. And like I said, they're still a strong team, right? Two matches in, it's still early to call them you know, losers or basement dwellers at this point. They're going to turn the season around, and I think it starts here. Like I said, Henry Martin got two goals the other night. I don't think Juarez can keep up with this team. They're minus 180 on the money line right now. And to be honest with you, I would say by kickoff, this should be 220, 225.
Yep.
I would expect this to get steamed. They do play tonight, just like Juarez plays. They play in the league cup showcase, it's called, right? And
basically a friendly, right?
Yeah, it's basically a friendly, right? And I would expect them to take it, you know, seriously, but I would hope to see some rotation here. And with the same amount of time off, right? Today's Wednesday, we're shooting this, so they'll have at least 5 days off, well rested. I'm taking Club America minus one at plus 100. I thought about the Asian handicap minus 0.75. It's minus 138. Minus 140, it's a little too juicy for me, and I'm trying to keep the juice as low as we can, especially early in the season here. But again, I do expect Club America to get back to form here, come back to reality, and get this win. And just to touch quick, Cooper, on where we stand, right? Sort of the state of the union in this league, right? Tigres sitting up top, right? Everybody can look at the standings and figure this out, but, you know, they're the most boring team in the league at the moment, but they're winning matches, right? Yeah. 9 goals, 4 against, 5 straight wins. Monterrey is a team that we liked in the preseason, right? When we talked about the first episode, they're sitting in third place. I was looking at 538, which is a data analytics website that analyzes a bunch of different factors. They have them as favorites, but there's also some surprises here, you know, Tijuana with 3 straight wins. You know, again, we're 6, depending on who you're talking about, 5 to 6 matches in. But for the most part, things are things are a bit odd, right? Atlas, Club America sitting at the bottom. And I think it's only a matter of time. We start looking at this 6-7 weeks from now. This table should look quite a bit different. And I think it starts for America on Sunday.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a funky, not just a start to the season, but kind of an odd Liga MX season in a lot of ways. I mean, you look at the transfer departures. You're seeing like Santiago Jimenez from Cruz Azul goes to, I think, Feyenoord in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm. Quiñones.
Quiñones has been linked to Leeds United. He's not officially gone yet. We'll kind of touch on that a little bit more on the next play. But you're seeing a lot of teams sell. And sometimes that's the nature of this league where they kind of wait till the new year. And then obviously this year is unique because of the World Cup, but they wait till the new year to like really reload and like go out and like bring in talent. But it's just been weird, man. It's been an odd start to the Liga MX season, but it's still early and there's a lot of time to get things going in the right direction and hopefully see some better results out of the show. But regarding your play here, Club America -1, I think it's a good approach just because they're totally due for positive regression. I mean, they had this world tour, if you want to call it, with all these friendlies. I mean, they played, you know, kings of the world, Real Madrid, and actually drew 2-2 with them, which was pretty interesting. They played that game in San Francisco and it was all Club America fans. It was like, you would think with Real Madrid coming to town, but it wasn't. I mean, it was like, shows you how popular this league is in the United States. This is the number one soccer league in the United States. No offense to MLS, but the ratings kind of speak for themselves. So this is still the most popular soccer league in the United States. And that was evident in that match. But yeah, this play here, Club America, it's a good get right spot. Juarez on the road, you know, their big star that they brought in was Darwin Machis. And we don't even know what's going on with him. Like, he's not even traveling with the team. He says he's hurt. He says, I've heard a lot of guys close to the team a little bit concerned about, like, he comes over here and gets this contract and is not really, you know, showing that he wants to be there, even though the team's had a decent start to the year. But they're going to be way outclassed. Both are going to be on equal rest. I do think it's a really good spot. This for me feels like a worst case, probably a push. So
that was my thinking heading into, you know, why I selected this. I think there's a good chance for Liga MX, typical 1-0. Hopefully the cards remain in the ref's pocket. He doesn't pull out reds like it's been prevalent early here. But you know, I envision a 2-0 win for America. I have a hard time seeing Juarez getting a goal here unless a PK or just something fluke happens, to be truthful. Club America is too strong, I think, for this side.
Yeah, I think Juarez will probably struggle to create as well. But yeah, so good insight, good information there on our first official show play. I will get into my official play here, and it's another big club that we're familiar with, and this is another, like, this is going to be the ultimate get right spot. And of course I'm talking about Atlas. So I'm talking about Atlas FC here. I'm going to take the money line -120 at home in Guadalajara, hosting Querétaro here. So, you know, this line opened, I think this line opened around -135, and actually kind of like Querétaro took a little bit of money, and you can understand why, because it's hard to bet on this Atlas team from what we've seen so far this season. You look at these two teams respectively. Atlas is 16th out of 18th in the standings. Querétaro is dead last, 18 out of 18. So these are basically, as far as the standings are concerned, two of the bottom teams in the table. You look at goals allowed. These are the two worst teams in goals allowed. So Atlas, after having this, you know, championship season, incredibly stingy defense, just like super physical. You don't want to go to Guadalajara to play these guys because there's no room. Like they have this championship caliber squad. Zero players have changed from their starting 11 from their title last season. Yet here they are sitting 16th out of 18. It's you know, really hard to fathom, but I kind of dug into the stats and broke down the situation. So Atlas has conceded 10 goals. They've only allowed 6 big chances this season. So that means a lot of fluky stuff has happened, a lot of deflections, a lot of crazy bangers that no keeper in the world is saving. So they're due for some positive regression defensively. This is a good spot, again, to get right, get their confidence back up. Querétaro, on the other hand, they've allowed 12 goals on 19 big chances. So they've allowed more big chances than anybody else in Liga MX. It's not even close. They're not due for any positive regression. If anything, they're due for
relegation,
worse.
If yeah. there was that case.
Yeah. But, if there's any team that deserves to be relegated, it's this team and not completely because of their play. But anyway, so, you know, you've got all 11 guys back from the title team that started. You know, Diego Martin Cocha, the head coach, the Argentine, he's still there. He's still, you know, hammering discipline into these guys. He's still a very good coach. And we touched on a little bit, Julian Quiñones, their star Colombian striker, has been linked to Leeds United, but he's not gone yet. So there's no done deal. Who plays well? Guys that are like on contract years and guys that are trying to show out, right? So could be a little boost there, could be a farewell tour going on. But to me, I understand the hesitancy for anybody wanting to back this Atlas team right now, but there's such a massive gap in class between these two teams. And you got to think this is the perfect get right spot for Atlas to just get it done. And hopefully they just destroy them. That would just make my day.
Yeah, you bring up a good point with players linked to other teams, like trying to showcase themselves. Leeds have had the chance to sign Quiñones. They just haven't done that yet. Yep. And, you know, with the season coming into form, I think they're waiting to see how he performs, how he responds to the rumors and the news. And I watched the game the other night. Quiñones, I mean, there was a couple missed chances he had right in front of the net and didn't capitalize on them. Yep. So hopefully he gets his head out and shows up. You know, they have the talent, right? They have Furch. And to be honest, every game that they've played recently, they've dominated possession, dominated shots. It's just getting the chances converted, right? And I think in due time that will come. And I look at this spot similar to how I look at the Club America spot. You know, this team is much better than Querétaro. Club America is much better you know, than Juarez, and they should just, both of these teams should get it done. So I like this spot. Now, can you say the official play again here?
Yeah, so this is just Atlas Moneyline. It's minus 120.
Okay. Yep. Beautiful. Well, let's go 2-0 because we're certainly due, and I think these teams are due as well.
Absolutely. So two really great get-right spots here, two teams that have big talent advantages and will both be at home. So it's about time for these two squads to take care of business. And we appreciate everybody tuning in. Just want to remind you guys to follow us on Twitter at Because We Win. That's kind of our behind the scenes page there where we upload videos and you know, look at the week ahead. And also we will be back for our Champions League qualification podcast. We're on a 6-1 heater at the moment. So that's been a lot of fun. Appreciate anybody that's been tuning into that as well. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.